for what's next. So grab a camping chair and a friend and come and be encouraged and connect with other women. You can register at riverridge.tv/events, and we can't wait to see you there. And now we're going to continue in our current series, Praying For.
All right. Well, hey, good morning, everybody. Everybody who made it in the house today, we got a full house today here. And all of you who are watching online, wherever you're joining us from, maybe out there in the Next Steps room, give a shout if you're out there, everybody. Don't know. They might be there. Glad you're out there. However you're meeting us, whether you're in here out there or in the Next Steps room or in the lobby there. Listen, my prayer and hope every single time I know God wants to meet you, I pray that you have felt his presence here today and that continues as we get into his word. And we'll get that here in a second. But I also want to welcome you to our second week in our prayer journey as a church that we are calling Praying For. And not only that, we got a lot of things going on this month. So today is day 7 in our prayer journey. And if you don't know about that, we're on a 28-day prayer journey together as a church where every day we're all praying for the same thing. And I hope you're doing today's, because it's actually specifically praying over the staff. So I hope somebody's out there is praying for me. I can use it, all right? And I got one more service to go, so keep praying. If you want to know what today's prayer is and you don't know, grab a prayer guide out there in the lobby. You can also download it online and you can just pick back up with us or pick up with us tomorrow in day 8 and just pray with us as a church. And then during the month of September, during this series, every Monday night, so tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, we'll be in here and we just have an all church prayer service every Monday. So we're only doing 3 more after that. So hope you join us tomorrow. We just get together. It's a little bit more laid back and kind of talk about the teaching a little bit more. And we just pray together for a little bit as a church. So all of you are invited to come tomorrow night at 7 if you want to come and just pray with us a little bit. I think it's a really good thing to kind of get our week going as well. And then I want you to mark your calendars for September 28th. We're doing a night of worship. We only do 3 of these a year. And again, I think this one's going to be really special because we're going to be getting together and just celebrating what we've seen God do as a result of this season that we've had in praying for. And so I just pray that hope that you make that. Mark that on your calendar. It's a special time for us. So don't miss that night of worship. Put that on your calendar as a don't miss, 6:30 on the 28th. All right, so let's get to our message today. So last week we started this out by talking about praying for God's presence. And today what we're going to look at is we're going to talk about praying for God's power. We're going to look at praying for God's power today. So if you have your Bibles or electronics, go ahead and get those out. Go ahead and grab those and open them up to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. So as you're getting there to Ephesians 3, last Saturday, I was able to make it up to Morgantown to go watch the Mountaineers open their season, and it was great. And hopefully, that's not the only win that we'll see, everybody. I don't know about it. I'm not sure. But, and I haven't been up there for a long time. I used to go to all the games that I could when I was younger, but it's been a few years since I've been up to Morgantown, and I will tell you, I've been to a lot of home games. Last Saturday may have been one of the most beautiful days that I was ever there for a home game. It was amazing. It was sunny. And it was in the 70s for most of the time that we were walking around and tailgating, and it was just a great day. But it was also one of those days, though, where you don't realize how much the sun is actually hitting you, right, because of the breeze and the temperature. But thankfully for me, where we were sitting, the shade was on us for most of the game. But I remember looking over at the student section, whose the sun was on the entire game, right? And I remember thinking, man, boy, I sure am glad that they're responsible enough to wear sunscreen. No, I did not think that, okay? I did not think that. I was worried about them. And I was really worried about the 3 guys with the WVU painted on their chest. Still a tattoo today. I bet you they're regretting it right now, everybody. You know what I'm saying? All right? And it got me to thinking about the sun. It really did. So I just got a little stuck on looking stuff up about the sun. So I looked some things up about the sun and the energy that it has. Here's what I read. I read that the sun, in 1 second, okay, in 1 second, has enough energy to power the earth over 500,000 years. That's how powerful the sun is. That the core temperature of the sun is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit, and that the earth only receives 1/2 billionth of the sun's total energy output, and that's enough to sustain all life here. That's pretty powerful, right? Sun is pretty powerful. That's a lot of power that the sun has. But I will tell you something today, everybody. It is not as great as the power as the God who made it, everybody. You hear what I'm saying? It's not as powerful as God who created the sun. Look at what Jeremiah said about God. He said, "Oh, sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth, and you made the sun too, by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." I want to know something today. I want to know today, how many people in here believe that we have a powerful God? Come on, everybody. Let's let God hear. Do we have a powerful God? We got a powerful God. Yeah? We have a God who has unlimited ability to do powerful things. We have a God where nothing is too hard for him. And listen, everybody, that just as easy as he made the heavens and the earth and the sun, come on, this is what we're going to talk about today. He can answer a prayer. Come on, man. He can answer a request that we give to him. I need a little bit more energy in here today. I'm going to preach at you today, okay? I already told the first service I'm going to lose my voice because we're going to talk today about the power of God, how we could tap into this power and how he wants us to have this power today. So here's what I think happens with us. This is what I think happens. And I mean all of us, by the way. I'm including me on this as well. I just don't think that we spend as much time thinking about how God can use us in powerful ways as we should. I don't think we spend as much time as we should on this. I think, you know, when we read the scriptures and when all of you already agree, when I said, man, how many of us agree that God's power? Everybody said yes and amen. Yeah, we know that we have a powerful God. I think we believe it. But at the same time, it's a little weird. I think we struggle, though, to believe that that same power applies to us and what we can do with God's power. And here's what it can create. And so we're going to talk about a little bit today. See, what that can create in us is a prayer life where we're not really tapping in to God's power because we don't believe it all the way. And two things will happen. If you have your notes, go ahead and get those out. Here are the two things that can happen with our prayers. One is our prayers will become too small as a result. And the other one is that our prayers will become way too general if we don't think about this a little bit in our lives. I think for a lot of us, I want to challenge us to look at our prayer life this season, man. I think for a lot of us, our prayers, if we really look at it, are so predictable and they're on the safe side. I think for a lot of us, we would admit to that. We pray things like, God bless us and bless me and be with me, keep us safe and listen to me. We have the most blessed food on the face of the earth, everybody. You know what I'm saying? And listen, there's nothing wrong with those prayers. Like there's nothing wrong with those at all. But I do just think that we're a little too safe in our prayer life. You know, I know for me, I was talking to Chad about this earlier this week. Listen, for me, like when I just go unchallenged in my prayer life for a while, I could honestly imagine God saying to me, like with looking at the prayers I pray, I could imagine him going, really, Andy? Like, is that all you got? That's what you want me to do? Okay, I mean, I guess I can do that if that's all you're trusting and asking me to do. And I wonder sometimes if honestly, if God really is looking at me in my prayers and saying, hey, Andy, why don't you ask me for something where my glory will show as a result if I answer? Why don't you pray something like that, Andy? Hey, why don't you pray like something like that you believe that I am the God? Come on, everybody, where all things are possible. So I'm just telling you, I'm a little challenged myself in my prayer life. I'm just gonna tell you up front, I'm preaching to myself today, okay? Here's what I'll tell you. I don't think I'm praying big enough prayers. When I look at the Bible and I see the prayers in the Bible, and I see the people praying to God and I see how powerful God wants to be, I don't think I'm praying big enough prayers. I've been really challenged this week. Here it is for me. Maybe some of you can relate to me as well, but here's where I landed. Here's what I think. I think I settle a lot spiritually. Like, I think I settle a lot. I think I just kind of am operating. I'm like okay operating in the normal. I'm comfortable in the normal. And I find myself, here's what I find myself saying, well, I mean, if God wants to do it, he can. Like, send his will to send these numbers, okay. Like, I'll just, it's whatever God wants to do, like, he'll do, I guess. And I feel like God is saying to me, Andy, you need to pray bigger prayers. And that's my challenge for us as a church. I think he's challenging us today. Let's pray some bigger prayers and believe that God is a God who can. Anybody with me out there? Come on, man, let's wake up a little bit today, right? And here's what I know about you and me. Here's what I know. Like, if you're here, and you're a believer in Christ and you're making this a priority, this is what I know about you because I know it about me. Like, I know you want to be a part of something bigger than you. And this is the good news. Here's the good news. We can be. Like, we can be a part of this. And it's what God wants us to tap into. God is a powerful God and he wants to do powerful things. Can I get a good amen? That's the sermon in a nutshell, everybody, all right? So that's where we're going to go. So let's get, here's what we're going to do today. We're going to get some good instruction today, because what we're going to do is we're just going to look in Ephesians 3 at a prayer that Paul gives. And in this prayer, we're going to see some things not only on how we can unlock the power of God in our lives, but just we're going to see some things that are critical. This is the biggest thing for us today, critical to what we need God's power for in our lives. And I just want us to think about, and it's a straightforward prayer, and I just want us to think about this with what would happen if we actually pray this prayer and live our lives as this prayer is praying, and what it would do when it comes to God's power, okay? So hopefully you made your way there. Ephesians 3, we're gonna pick this up with what Paul says in verse 14. He says this, he says, "For this reason," and I'll get into what he's saying there in a second. He goes, "For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named." Okay, and so what I'm trying to do, or what I'd love to do and what I'm praying for, is to find maybe like one big challenge, one different thing to do every week for us. And I found this one right off the bat in verse 14 of 15, because when Paul prays here, he says he's brought to his knees. Did you see that? He's like, "I bow my knees before the Father." And I think for us, if you're taking notes, get them out there. I think just something, this is a challenge for us to consider when it comes to praying God's power, maybe to consider using different postures when I pray. Just something to think about a little bit in our prayer lives. When's the last time that you thought about or used a different posture in your prayer? And so here's what I want to say about this. So last week, we talked about God's presence, right? And we talked about the fact that, listen, we do not have to do anything special to make God show up. He's already there. We don't do anything special. He's already there. But here's what I want us to see. See, what Paul is saying here, when he says, "For this reason," what he's saying is, before that, he was like, man, when I think about God's majesty and his holiness and like his love for us and his fullness, he's thinking about all those. He goes, when I think about that, he responds in the only way that he sees fit that makes sense to him. And he says, "I just fall on my knees. I fall on my knees to the God who is that powerful." And I just wonder if we need a little bit more of that in our prayer lives, gang. When was the last time that you prayed in a different position, like kneeling or bowing before the Lord, because you're like, "I see who you are, God, and I'm coming before you like that." So when we pray, there is no single position that I think is better than others. There's no posture that's better than others. You could pray sitting, you could pray standing, you pray with your eyes open, you could pray driving. I hope your eyes are open when you're driving and you're praying. But yeah, like right in the shower, you could pray all kinds of different ways. But here's what I do think. I do think that when we change posture sometimes, it can usher a different experience with God. I believe that. I believe that when we change our postures, when we bow before our God, I do think it can help us with a little bit of a different reverence to him. Anybody hear me out there? I'm saying, I think we might want to consider some different postures in our prayer. And so Paul gets on his knees and he prays this prayer. And in this prayer, he's going to pray three things in our lives that we need God's power to do. Okay, so let's keep reading here. Verse 16, here's what he says. He goes, "Okay, so that according to the riches of his glory, that he may grant you," and this is, I wrote this in here, he wants you to have this. What's he want you to have? "That he grants you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being." All right? So if you're writing these down, here's the first thing that we need God's power for, is that I need God's power for inner strength. I need God's power for my inner strength. You know, I'm just wondering if there's anybody here who could use a little more strength. Amen. Like strength to hold on, strength to carry out, strength to endure, strength to get through. And here's what I want to tell you. See, for believers in Jesus today, there is a power within us. There is something better than us that can strengthen us beyond our own abilities. And let me tell you something. It is a big, big power. The word that Paul uses here for us to understand the strength of this power is this word dunamis. That's the word that's used for power. That's where we get the word dynamite from. And so what Paul is saying is, he's like, I am talking to you about the explosive, dynamic power of God. It's not power like human power. It's God's power, right? And he's saying, here's what Paul is saying. Don't miss this. He's saying, I pray that you might have this. I pray that you might have this dynamite power of God. But notice here, again, notice what he says. He goes, that he may grant you this power. A couple things that means. One thing that we have to get, one thing that it means is absolutely available. He wants to give it to us, but here's the second thing. It's not automatic. Like, operating out of this power is not automatic. I think, unfortunately, there are a lot of Christians who are still, you're still living out of your own power. Like, your inner strength's coming from you and not God. And I'm just telling you, I don't know what's going to take for you to actually start operating out of God's power, for you to give up operating out of your own power. But here's what I know for a fact. There will be a time, and maybe you've already experienced it in your life, a time will come where you're not going to be able to handle it. You're not going to be able to handle it. It happens to all of us. And here's my fear. My fear is that because you have not relied on God's power, but you think you kind of are, but you just never actually thought about it, and you tapped into just your own, you're going to feel like God's failed you, when all the while you've never actually operated out of his own power, and you will never be able to handle what's going to come. The only way we'll be able to is when we're operating out of his strength and his power. And I don't want that for you. Paul doesn't either. Paul says, man, I pray that you allow God's power to work in your lives. He's saying what we need more than anything, is to be operating, working out of God's mighty power instead of relying on our own. Paul continues. He keeps going in verse 17 for the second thing. He goes, so that, and these flow into each other. The first thing is, here's our first prayer, everybody. We got a couple prayers in this. Here it is. God, I pray for your power to strengthen me today. I want your power today, God. Like, your power to be my inner strength, not my own. That's a prayer right there. Write that down, okay? I should have put those in the notes, but we got a couple prayers to pray. Okay, let's go back. He goes, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Here's the second thing that we need God's power for, is I need God's power to make more room for Jesus. We need God's power for that. I don't know if you knew that or not. So here it is, everybody. So, like, in order to have a heart that is continually making more and more room for Jesus in your life, you need God's power for that. You cannot do that on your own. There's too much going on. There's too much stuff vying for your attention and your heart, okay? Like, when I actually think about the idea of making more room for Jesus, or making more room for something, I think of my daughter. I think about this way. So at home, we have this like big L-shaped couch, okay? And it is big enough to fit our entire family, including a dog who thinks he's a human. All of us could fit on there perfectly fine. And we still have, it was actually a huge selling point for me, okay? Like, I was like, yes, I like that idea that we can all fit on there. And so sometimes though, I will come in and nobody's in this room. Nobody's there. And there's the big L-shaped couch, right? And I'm like, oh, that looks very lovely to sit on and be comfortable in. And so I will come and I will sit on the very edge of that couch, okay? And so there's like couches of couch available, right? Just so much couch. Like, you just like, there's nothing but couch, right? And then in comes this girl who's 50 pounds soaking wet, everybody, with a big old smile. And she will start to wedge herself in between the arm of the couch and myself. And I'm like, what are you doing, right? And she just looks at me unapologetically, like, keep making more and more room for her. And I don't know how she does it, man. And here's the thing. I'll make room for her. Eventually, because she ain't gonna give up, okay? Like, how are you making room for Jesus? He's wanting to get in there. He wants to get in there, and are we letting him in? You know, as I read the word in this that he talks about, when Paul says, he says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts. See, the word dwell is key in this. See, here's what dwell means. To dwell means to take residence, to take up his home, his entire residence in you. And here's the opposite of the dwell. It's actually to visit. And I'm just telling you, I think a lot of Christians just make enough room in their lives for Jesus to make an appearance and not to dwell. And I think what many believers do is they kind of compartmentalize Jesus into just a few areas of your life, where like you'll take Jesus out on a Sunday and then put him back in for the rest of the week, right? Or you just acknowledge Jesus when times get real tough, or when you have to make this big decision. And so here it is, everybody. So instead of Jesus like being everywhere all the time in your life, he's just in a few sections of your life. And I am telling you right now, that is not how the fullness of God comes, and that is not how the power of God will work in your life. So here it is. This is our second one. God, give me power to make more room for Jesus in my life. Today, give me more room. Like, give me more power to make more room for Jesus. It's Paul's prayer that you have that going on. Because here's the thing. Those first two things lead in to the third thing. So let's keep reading. Verse 18. He says, so that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and just to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. And so here's the third thing that we need God's power for is I need God's power. I need it to understand his love. I need his power to even understand his love. And so here's what Paul is saying when he was like, let me try my best to describe God's love. I love his word, like the breadth and depth and height and that's as best as I could do, right? And he's doing this because here's what he's saying to us. He's saying, you cannot naturally understand God's love. Like you cannot humanly naturally understand it. It has to be supernaturally revealed. You need God's power to even understand his love. We need his power to get it and understand it. And here it is, everybody. See, when you do, and a lot of us here have, then you'll never forget it. And it just completely changes your perspective. Amen, everybody? It does. Like when you can't even explain it. You can't explain understanding that love. And so here it is. So if you've ever been, and I'm sure a lot of you have been there, where you ever look at somebody's life, somebody who's a Christian, you're seeing how they're operating, and you look at someone and say, man, it seems like they have something that I don't have. Like, I don't understand it. Like, why is it they seem to have a peace in this that I don't have? Why is it they seem to have this assurance? Like, why does it seem like they have something that I don't have? And the answer might be that they have something you don't have. That they have all that God has available to them. And I think so many people are operating outside of that. It comes from a supernatural understanding of God. So this is why, listen to me, parents. I want your attention right now. This is why, parents, the most powerful prayer that you can pray over your kids is that God's power would come on them to understand how much he loves them. I'm telling you, that's the most powerful prayer that you give them. That God, I pray that your power comes on them so they understand your love for them. Because here it is. See, when it does for them, this is what's going to happen. Then they will see, your kid will see that all they need is God. That's all they need. That's all they need comes from God. And that they don't need the approval of other people. And that they won't succumb to the temptations of the world anymore because they're not living to please the world. They're not living to please people. They already have the approval of God, and that's all they need. So you pray power for your kids to understand the love of God. Am I talking to anybody out there? That's my prayer for my kids, I'm telling you. Spouses, there is no greater prayer for your husband or wife than to receive the power of God to understand his love for them. Because when they start to understand the height and depth and breadth and width and just the totality of his love, see, it's there where your spouse will find their purpose. It's where they will find their satisfaction. And it's where they will find, by the way, so many marriages need this, where they will absolutely find God's plan and in the bigger picture of what marriage should actually look like, and will hang in for the long haul in the covenant that we made. Because man, God's the marriage is a picture of what the relationship should be between us and God. That's one of the most powerful prayers you could pray over your spouse. I mean, one of the most powerful prayers that you could pray over anyone is that they may have the power to understand how much God loves them. Amen. And then you'll know, they'll know, we'll know how the fullness of God comes into play, the fullness of God. And when you see it, I'm telling you, it changes you and you'll understand it. It's even harder to explain, but you'll see what it really is. And all of that takes God's power. This is such an important message for us today. It all takes God's power. So here's our prayer this week. Here's our prayer. We've already given you a couple, but here it is. This is it. Just write this down. God, I need your power today in my life. Come on, everybody. Let's just pray that. God, I need your power today in my life. And here's what I want to do to spend a few more minutes on. I just want to talk about. So when it comes to praying powerful prayers, I want to give us kind of three things that we want to do when it comes to situations, things going on in our lives to bring God's power into our specific prayers. Here's the first one. If you don't write this down, and it's this, is you've got to be specific. If you want a power to come in, if you want God's power in your prayers, you've got to be specific. Here, in other words, I think we are way too general in our prayers. Be specific, be clear on what you're asking for God to do. Be clear. Because listen, when you get specific, when you get really specific, here's what you're showing. You are showing that you actually believe in God's power to step into that exact situation. And I'm telling you, it's different than just bless me and help me and be with me, right? It's like, God, I need your power today. I need your power to strengthen me today. God, I need, if you ask God, give me the words that I'm about to speak to Jimmy. You know what I mean? Like specifically, like if you're Jimmy out there, you're fine. I don't have any beef with you, but I'm just saying, like, right? God, here it is. God, I need your financial help to get this bill paid. I've been faithful and I've been trying. We have troubled times right now and I'm doing everything I can, but God, I need your power to actually make this happen. don't be afraid to be specific, because then the more specific we are, the more we're placing real trust in his real power over that situation. And here it is, the more specific we are, the more it builds our faith, because here it is, when the answer does come, who gets the glory in that? Come on, everybody, it's God. So I'm just telling you, specific prayers honor a specific God who works in specific ways. So be specific. Here's the second thing. Be bold. Be bold. Be bold in believing that whatever it is that you're coming to God for, whatever it is that you are praying for, God has a power to do it. Come on, everybody. Believe. Be bold. Come with confidence. Come with confidence that you are dealing with the God who can. Look at what Jesus said about it. Jesus said, listen, everything's possible for the one who believes. Do you believe that? Here's what Jesus says. According to your faith, let it be done to you. And so here it is, everybody. I'll just suggest, since we're dealing with a God with unlimited power, we should not limit our expectations of him. Come on, somebody. I think we limit God way more than we give him power to work in our lives. There is no problem too big for our God. There is no request that he blinks at. Not one request where he's like, "Ooh, I don't know if I can do that one." Come on, everybody. So we've got to be bold. There's no request he can't handle. So ask boldly. Ask boldly for the power of God to come in on our situation. Ask boldly for his power to end this thing that absolutely needs to stop. Ask boldly for healing. Ask boldly for repentance. Ask boldly for change. Ask boldly for salvation to happen, and give God glory when he answers. And here's the third one. Here we go. Here it is. Be persistent. Be persistent. Because here it is. Like, it's like, okay, you know, like, you know, and this is why a lot of us are afraid to be doing the first two. It's like, if I'm specific and I'm really bold, like, okay, and like, so then what if God doesn't heal? You know what my answer? Pray it again tomorrow. What if God doesn't change that thing? Then give it to him again and again, and then give it to him again, right? Just you keep coming to him and you keep persistent. Listen to me. I'm telling you something right now. I have been praying for healing of something in my life for the last 20 years of my life, and I'm gonna pray again tomorrow, and I'm gonna pray again in the next day, because I'm not blinking one eye to wonder if he's hearing me. I know he's hearing me, and I'm not blinking one eye to believe that he can't do it. I know he can, and I'm gonna keep coming to him, and I'm gonna believe he can. Anybody hear me out there? Like, I'm telling, that's a real thing in my life that I'm praying over, and I have no fear of going in tomorrow going, God, I'm going to believe it again. I believe, say that you can heal this and remove this. And so we be persistent, because I know you hear me. I know that you can. And I believe all things are possible. And here it is. Like, sometimes he doesn't give the answer I'm looking for. Sometimes it's more time than I want. Sometimes it's out of what I really want to happen. And this is where a lot of us get discouraged, by the way. It is. But with that, I want you to see something that, again, that Jesus said. Because Jesus said, so here's what you do. Don't give up. That's Jesus, everybody. And what he says right after this, he goes, always pray, don't give up. He gives us this amazing story, a parable about this widow, okay? And she's down and out, and she needs help, and she has to go to this judge. He's called an unjust judge, okay? He's not a good guy, he's unjust, and she keeps coming to him and coming to him. And what Jesus says is, eventually, like, this guy, like, he gives in. Like, he gives in to this widow. It's not because he cared about her, because she wore him out, everybody. Like, he's like, oh my gosh, finally. Right? And Jesus, this is the point that Jesus makes. He says, so if that guy gave in, then how much more does your heavenly Father who loves you and make you, come on somebody, wants to hear what you have to ask him to do. Persistence in prayer is not about begging God. It's about building faith, everybody. It's about, because here it is, because every time you come back, you're telling God, I know you can. Every time you come back, you're saying, I still believe. Every time you come back, you're saying, I know you're hearing me, God. Every time you come back, you're saying, I believe you're working. And trust me on this. We'll talk about this in a few weeks. Man, faith like that wears the enemy out more than it ever will you. Am I telling anybody out there? Come on, man. Am I preaching? I'm just telling you. And so, God, I'm asking you to heal me today, right now. Heal me. I know you could do it. I'm asking you to fix that thing in my life. I'm asking you to heal that cancer in my life. I am asking you to do a miracle today. I'm asking you for that thing to be gone where doctors go, I have no idea how to explain that. I don't know what to tell you. It's gone. And we go, it's Jesus. I know the answer. It's Jesus. Come on, somebody. And we say yes, because we believe in the powerful God. Somebody needs to clap out there. I'm telling you. That's what we do. That's what we do. If you're new or visiting, welcome to River Ridge Church. We believe in the God of miracles. Come on, somebody. So here's what I felt led to do. I felt like, I don't know. So I felt like I wanted to pray God's power over you today. And here, and so I'm gonna, like right now I'm gonna do it. And so here's what I wanna do. And I need you here, I need you to hear this before we get into what I'm gonna, how I'm gonna lay this out, okay? I just felt like God told me to do this week and I just gotta be faithful to him. And here it is. So listen to me right now before we kind of get situated and get ready to go. Here it is, listen to me, everybody. God's power is real. God's power is absolutely real. And here is the only role that we play in this whole equation. You know what it is? Belief. That we've got to believe. He has a power to heal. He has a power to change. He has a power to do a miracle. Do you believe it here today? Because I do. I absolutely do. But here's the other thing. See, it's not up to us to do what we wanted to have done. Like, it's not up to us. It's like, it's not this thing where it's like, well, if you do it this way and that way and you line up that way and you get on your knees. It's like, God is not a formula for to follow and then the miracle happens. That's just not how God operates. God does what he wants on his agenda and not ours. And I do think that some people say that. They're like, well, wait, why does God heal over here and not over there? Like, why does a miracle happen there and not so much over here? And here's the answer, the best answer I give you, because he's God. And here's what I will tell you, like what we don't understand down here, I guarantee you we will in heaven. We will absolutely, with all the understanding we have of God, we will absolutely know all of the reasons why. But here's what I will tell you, as we are down here though, with what we are going through and the experiences we have, like what we will do is we will still believe that he can. Come on somebody, like we believe, because he does, and we see it around us all the time. And so here's what I'm gonna do. Here in a minute, I'm gonna ask anybody who wants to acknowledge any God's power in their life to stand up. I'm just gonna ask you to do that here in a minute. And now, and so if you're wanting, like, and how I'm gonna do it is, God like specifically had me write this list down. So I'm gonna read this list, okay? And if you don't, if you're like, oh, I don't want anybody to know what I'm standing up for, that's fine. Like, I'll just ask everybody at the end of this to stand up and we can acknowledge that, man, I believe in the power of God today. I believe that God can intervene here with his power. And so we're gonna do that and to say yes to God. I felt led to do this, everybody, because here it is, Liz. Every now and then, we've got to take a stand in the power of God. Every now and then, we got to be public with our declaration of believing in the God of miracles and the God who can. Anybody with me? So I just feel led to do that today. And so listen, you don't have to stand until I'm already done. But listen, if you want to stand, stand. Just whatever the Holy Spirit wants you to do. I'm going to read this list. And if you feel like you need God's power in your life over here, I'll just ask us to do this. Okay, so here we go. So if you need the power of God to restore some brokenness in your family, if you need your marriage to be healed, if there is an addiction that you are battling, God, if you have a fear or anxiety where you need God's power revealed over it, don't be shy. If you need a miraculous healing in your body of illness or sickness, if you are praying for a family member to come to Christ, if you need strength to forgive someone, if you feel spiritually empty and you need God's presence, you just need his presence. If you need a miracle to happen, if you need God's power over anything right now, somewhere in your life, here we go, everybody. This isn't for show. This is drawing a line in the sand to say, I believe in the power of God today. I believe in the God of miracles today. He can do whatever he wants, but I'm just gonna at least acknowledge it. Take a line in the sand, stand up and say, I'm acknowledging the power of God today. Look around, look at everybody standing up right now. Come on. We believe in a God who can do this. So now everybody stand up. Let's all join him. So let me pray for us. God, I pray right now for us as a church. I pray that we believe in the God who can. We believe in the God who set the heavens and the earth. And I pray specifically over those men and women who stood up and took a stand and said, I need a miracle today. I need God who says he is so powerful. I need to acknowledge that right now. And I pray over them specifically, God, right now in this moment, because I believe you could do that. I pray you give them your might. Give them the victory they need. Heal them. Lord, I pray over a miracle to happen in Jesus' name for somebody. I pray for that sickness to be healed. I pray for that marriage to get fixed. I pray for that relationship to be over. I pray for salvation to happen with the lost. I pray for whatever they stood up for today because we believe in the God who can. And now for all of us, I pray that we just make more and more room for Jesus, more and more room for you in our life, that we believe and we want to just live this life boldly for you, that we come into this knowing that we have a powerful God And then we're just going to keep living every day like that. It's not up to us to for any of this to happen, but we do want to acknowledge that you set the sun, you set the heavens, you set the earth. And we just want to say, God, right now, one more time, we ask for your power to be in us and around us and overwhelm us today. And we pray all together in Jesus' name. Come on, everybody. Amen. Come on, let's praise a God of power and miracles. Come on, let's give him a hand. Let's praise God. Yeah. Listen, if you stood up and you need prayer, don't miss this. We have a prayer team up here in the front. We would love to pray over you. Take that step today. You're right, and we want to keep praying for you. Fill out a prayer card. Pick up a prayer journal. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock for our prayer service or next Sunday on our next psalm. See you next time, everybody.